Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Hi, Derek. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, great.
Is this Mary?
This is?
Good to hear your voice.
Yes, good to hear yours. Haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I want to help more people out.
And you're doing a good job so far.
Yep.
You're bringing a lot of people to the Hope Collection.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to keep giving out those Hope cards.
That's good.
That's good.
So I'm just going to wait a few more minutes before we start to see if anyone else shows up.
Yep. Yep.
So what else have you been up to besides handing out the Hope card?
Nothing much. Yeah. Yep, I just figured I'd come out and listen and learn.
Today we're going to talk about stress and how to deal with stress with people who or families with challenges and special needs.
Yep. I figured I'd come on the list. I'm going to go on meet. Okay, Mary?
Sounds good. All right, I'm going to wait one more minute, and then we'll get started. Hello. We're just waiting a few minutes before we get started to see who all shows up. All right, so we're going to get started. So welcome to the Wednesday show. It is called Raising Special Needs Children Without All the Stress. So every Wednesday, we're going to talk about different factors, different areas, different ways of dealing with your, not just special needs children, but children in general, to help let them thrive and flourish, but also to help relieve your stress as parents. The number to call in is 4686. I am your host, Mary, and I'm a certified life coach and a hypnotherapist and specializing in neurodiversity and other mental health issues. I work with individuals and families that are stressed out, stuck in a rut, or just don't know the next place to go. They've tried different techniques, different therapies, different things, and nothing works. And me and my partners are here to help you with what you're struggling and help you live the life that you're born to live. Along with the Hope Collection, to give you guidance and resources to live the life that God's meant you for you to live. The Hope Collection is all about helping you and giving you the tools to help others the same way. The Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society is a group of men and women from all over the world with one thing in mind, that is to help you with what you need help with so you can pay it forward and help others the same way. You will never meet a more genuine, honest group of individuals that are here to give you a lending hand, to show you the way from increasing your income, looking for housing, coaches, and faith. You name it, there's a person that can help you, and if not, they know where to go to find the help you need. They are an honest bunch that will tell you what they think and feel, and not just what you need to hear. So I start off every radio show with a blessing, and the show will be based around that blessing. And today it's going to be Psalm 73:25, whom I have in heaven but you, and besides you I desire nothing on earth. Hope is a gift from God, a source of strength and courage in the face of life's harshest trials. When you are trapped in a tunnel of misery, hope points to the light at the end. When you are overworked and exhausted, hope gives you fresh energy. When you are discouraged, hope lifts our spirits. When we are tempted to quit, hope keeps us going. Hope is a big thing, especially when you have kids. You know, either you become pregnant or your spouse or significant other becomes pregnant. People always ask, what do you wish for? What do you hope for? And most people say, I want a healthy and smart child. But, you know, I always joke, in reality, you really don't. What you want is a healthy, happy, mediocre child. When you have a smart child, there's a whole new stress involved of trying to figure out what you can do to keep them entertained because they get bored so easily. I know, I have one of those smart kids. And your child is growing great you know, it's hitting all its milestones, it's doing everything, and then it becomes to the age 2-3 years old when all of a sudden everything stops. You stop talking. Panic sets in. You go and get them tested. Well, you find out your child has autism or some other mental health or some other issue. Primarily it's autism, and so you get that assessment, 20-page assessment. All this stuff that it can't, he can't do, he can't do, he can't do. Then they give you the recommendation. Well, you need to do this, this, and this. Speech therapy, occupational therapy, you need to do ABA therapies, you need to do this. Here in the United States, to add to the load of stress, to get parents to do these therapies, what they do is they go on to the next page. Here's what happens if you don't. And they give you a list of all the worst case scenarios of things that they can do that could possibly happen down the road 10, 15, 20 years from now if you don't do their therapy. What do you do? First thing you do is reach out and research. Look for what is best for your family. I didn't choose to do all the therapies. What I chose to do is research and talk to parents and other people, and I've built my own program. Now, you know, it gets really hard when you have this child. And a lot of children do this where they get frustrated, they get overwhelmed, and they scream. A lot. It's like their go-to for emotions. They either cry or they scream. And as parents, you get to your end, your wit's end. What do you do? You know, your first instinct is to sit there and tell them, calm down. Okay, in theory, good idea, except for, you know, a lot of kids can't, they don't know how to calm down. So when you're frustrated and you're telling them to calm down, that frustrates them more because they know that's what they need to do, but they don't know how to do it. So the first thing is teaching regulation techniques, teaching them how to calm down. And it can be simple things as just taking a breath, walking away. But as a parent, your reaction to the situation will either help the situation and eliminate it, or it'll fuel the fire. Perfect example is a husband. Mom in our family, me, has all the patience in the world. It takes a lot for me to get overwhelmed. A lot of that has to do with my years in the service. You learn how to deal with many different aspects and how to tune things out and just prioritize what you're doing. Dad, on the other hand, is like the children who have limited patience. So he gets frustrated more. He tries to help. But as you get frustrated, your voice will tense, your face will tense. You sound harsher. No matter how hard you try, you sound harsher, which adds more fuel to the fire and makes the situation worse. first step is looking at your child on a regular day, non-meltdown, not temper tantrum, and accepting them as they are. Not who you want them to be, not what you want them to be like, just this is a God's created child, and he's created this way for a reason, and accepting their gifts and their differences. And having the patience to accept their opinions. And they may do things a little bit differently than the way you want them done. You know, the next step is accepting the fact that what you're doing, it didn't work in the past. What makes you think it's going to work now? Change the situation. You know, the old saying of, and I use this a lot in my house, is banging your head against the wall. You know, you keep reacting the same way and you get the same result. First step is, as a parent, you need to change your reaction to change what, for them to change their reaction. It's like fueling off each other and feeding the fire. The next thing is aiming for independence. Well, teaching them how to regulate, teaching them how to calm themselves down, teaching them to do simple tasks that are age appropriate, teaching them to think for themselves and cause and effect. Now, it's a big reason why I'm not a very strong advocate, and I personally think it should be banned, for ABA therapy. Because ABA therapies teach obedience. So we're taking this young child 40 hours a week, 5-6 days a week, it's a full-time job, and we're training them to obey and to do what's expected of them. So when they grow up and get into the real world, they don't know how to function in the real world. Hello. Hi, country boy. sorry about that. The next step is nurturing and support it. You know, giving them hugs, giving them kisses, sitting down to their level, talking to them, not talking at them or through them, sitting down from a very young age and just talking. When they feel that they're being heard, they're more than likely to be able to express more what's going on. Now, a lot of times when kids have meltdowns, even sensory issues, temper tantrums, they do this because they don't have the words to explain what's going on and what they're feeling. They have a lot of emotions bottled up in a little tiny body. Now, my son explains it sometimes where he has uncontrollable rage. He's just so overwhelmed and so frustrated, he doesn't know how to contain it. And taking them and just sitting with them and talking to them about it and giving them the words to explain what they're feeling. Goes a long way. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. But talking to them is the first step. The next thing is especially with autism and other special needs kids, is a lot of parents turn around and they use that as an excuse for their behavior. Well, my son did this because he's autistic. No, your son did this because he doesn't know right from wrong or hasn't been taught right from wrong, or because he's having a temper tantrum because he can't have his way, or he's frustrated about something. Nothing to do with autism is literally to do with that individual child. And you can't excuse bad behavior, but how you deal with it is based on what's appropriate for the age and understanding of that child. And then always explain to them afterwards, when everything is calmed down, this is not appropriate behavior. In our household, my husband always had this problem, and I've made the same mistake, as our kids will do something and we'll label it. Okay, well, he's doing this. This is what a normal child should do. Oh, he's doing this because it's autistic. Well, lo and behold, that now bites us in the butt. My son, he decides now, because it's appropriate behavior for children to throw temper tantrums, because that's what he sees in the stores, what he sees everywhere. So now, it's kind of funny, but he doesn't understand what a temper tantrum is. He just sees kids laying on the ground, kicking and screaming. So he makes this point of he can't have his way. He does this only at home, thank goodness. But he will throw a fit, and he'll make an attempt to lay on the floor, rolling, kicking, and screaming and yelling. Because that's what's deemed a normal behavior for his age. And now we have to get him out of that habit, but children will react and act based on what's being said in the house. When you start nitpicking every little thing a child does based on a label or based on the age group, they're going to do it because they see it. And that's where you need to sit down with your child and as a family and put up posters if you have to, or, different things. And I'm the queen of labels and posters and schedules and what's acceptable behavior and what's not. Hi, Kurt. How are you? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. Hello. Nada. I'm going to try speaker. Hello?
Hey, it's Country Boy. I'm in a noisy kind of area. I can hear you, but I don't know what happened to Mary.
Oh.
Okay,
can
you
hear me
right
now?
I hear you. Yeah, sorry, I couldn't hear anything. I had to drop and call back in. Sorry.
Can anyone hear me right now or no?
Sure. Go ahead. Speak.
Oh, I was just saying, I was just going to say that I really enjoy your insight and your outlook on how to care for children who have these special challenges. Just mad kudos to you. That's all.
Thanks. Yeah, you hear me complain about it all the time. How are you doing, Andre? I haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm good, you know, just staying occupied, getting ready for a hypnosis show in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Whoop, whoop.
All right.
How are you?
Good.
You knew my voice.
Don't think for 2 seconds.
My voice is
something. Don't think for 2 seconds you're going to jump on our show and say something very interesting, like just came out your mouth, hypnosis show, without at least giving us the cliff notes for free. go ahead and tell us why you're hypnotizing folks. Did they stuff they told and made it bloody while they were sleepwalking or what? Tell us something. Tell us something good. Mary knows we love information. We're an information state. Knowledge is power. Empower us before you go running off to hypnotize folks.
Exactly.
Okay, Andre, country boy, Andre.
Hey,
hi.
Andre.
Nice to meet you. All right.
Yeah, share with us, Andre. Give us a little bit, because a lot of people have heard of it. They've seen it in movies. They go, oh, that doesn't work. Enlighten us, young man.
Right. Yeah, definitely. As long as that's okay with you, Mary, this is your show, and I'm loving
go
what
ahead.
You're doing. Okay.
Nope, go
so,
ahead. Because,
so,
you know what,
Mary's
I use hypnosis
mm-hmm.
with kids. So go ahead. You're just as good at explaining this as I am.
Well, I haven't worked with children as much as you probably have, except for my daughter. When she was younger, I would kind of do a thing where you can talk to your child while they're sleeping, because she sleep-talked a lot. You know, I used to be a sleepwalker, so... Anyway, when I hear her talking in her sleep or having a nightmare or something, you know, I'll go to her and say, you know, if you can hear me, darling, move this finger, and I would tap her finger or whatnot, you know, and her finger would jump up if, you know, she could hear me. And I just start talking to her, you know, you're doing perfectly fine, you got what it takes, you're in control, you know, daddy loves you. I never necessarily told her that it was a dream, because, and I want her to go ahead and explore that herself, let her realize it's a dream herself. Because sometimes when you know that it's a dream, you kick yourself out of it to wake up. I want her to get her sleep. I wanted my daddy time. but anyway, I don't know what do people want to know about hypnosis. Mary could tell you just about anything that I could tell you.
Oh, well,
right.
Country Boy got questions. Rick Reese, my mentor, says, God will download wisdom at the speed of your questions. So when it comes to Country Boy, I'm the person that sits in the front row, and they say, Country Boy, will you put your hand down and let Mary or somebody else ask them questions? Because a lot of people really don't understand what's happening in the process, especially if it's a full-grown person. And you tell me, okay, Country Boy, have a seat right here. Okay, first of all, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to breathe. I want you to relax. Give me some instructions if you was getting ready to hypnotize me, because my brother, one of my brothers, I got 7 of them, he was labeled as being dyslexic. His third year in college, We used to read, see Jane run. Can you see Jane run? I can see Jane run. Can you? And now tell him to read it back to you. Oh, he used to get spanking after spanking after spanking. You're stupid. You can't even read the line. I just read it to you. Yeah. Read it back to me. And he couldn't do it.
And then later on,
we found out what his symptom was. And the last part lead up to you can give us that information. If I had a problem like he did, he could get up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, eyes still closed. Use the bathroom flush, the toilet. Walk right out of the bathroom, supposed to make a left hand, and you go back to bed. Oh, he turned right. He's going out the back door. Where's he going? He's going down the steps. He's going to the mailbox. He goes and opens up the mailbox. He looks in there. There's no mail in there. And he goes back and gets back in bed. And they're thinking, was he just sleepwalking? Yeah. what do you use hypnosis for? Modern day now time, what would someone want to be hypnotized to do or undo? Is my first question. Why would somebody want to be hypnotized?
That's
anything and everything. Okay, how about this, Andre? What do you specialize in hypnotherapy?
Well,
you do something different than what I do.
Yeah, I mostly work with adults, bad habits, addictions, fears, and phobias. So, you know, and generally, if anyone has a mind, it works. A lot of people aren't able to relax so much, so you have to do something that's a little less relaxing to get someone to relax into it. Sometimes people just love to have that relaxation, so it's like having a mind spa, you know, having a spa in your brain. Yeah, that's what I've been told. And actually, I've been hypnotized myself a few times, too. So it's really helpful. I even have a tool that a hypnotist helped me with. I can tug on my left ear, and I can put myself into hypnosis when I need to. So that's
the
really
easiest
helpful.
Way to explain what hypnotherapy is?
Help me. I'm still playing. I'm a critic here now.
Okay.
What's the difference between me... waking up every morning, sitting here in the garage like it was just a few minutes ago, sun's out and it's raining, I close my eyes and meditate, set my mind on things. I got 12 years of my life in college. I have 7 degrees and 5 masters. I would be the first to tell you, I don't understand it. Explain it to me to where I can understand what's happening when you hypnotize somebody.
Okay, the easiest way to explain this is think of when you're driving to the farm and you don't remember going there, how you got there. You just remember getting in your car and getting to the farm. And watching TV and zoning out. That is basically your conscious mind is shut off and you're open your subconscious mind and you're zoning out. It's deeper than meditation, you go from meditation to hypnotherapy.
A really deeper level. Yeah, generally with hypnosis, your conscious mind is distracted with something. Like Mary said, if you're on your way to the farm or whatnot, you're thinking about something else, somebody already knows how to get there, so it just does it. Just like your brother sleepwalking all the way to the mailbox, all the way back. Around the corners and all that. So that's a program that's already in there. So we work with the people's programs that's the autopilot part. That's 88 to 90% of our minds working. So it's really interesting.
Okay, here comes the curveball. My daughter, Mary, is in the 8th grade, and she was born a few days. Her daddy was the one that had to get up in the middle of the morning because his wife had to go to work early after having the baby. She had to go back to work. And Mary, to make her stop crying, you would go pop that little, what they call that thing, a pacifier? Yeah, one of them things in her mouth. And now here Mary is in the 8th grade, going into middle school. She sucks thumb, and I come to you and say, man, I need your help. They're making fun of my daughter. They're bullying her. And you say, what's the matter with her? She's sucking her thumb. Can you hypnotize her for me?
I'm not making jokes. No.
Could you help my daughter if she was stuck in her thumb?
Yes. What we do is we put you down in hypnosis, or we put you in. We shut down your conscious mind and open your subconscious mind, and we'll direct your subconscious mind to find out what the reasoning is. A lot of times it's a self-soothing technique because you've developed a habit. You know, thumb-sucking a lot of times is a habit based on the fact that they're anxious about something, they're nervous, and that's their go-to mechanism. So what we'll do is we'll give them an anchor, which is like putting two fingers together, rubbing your ear, clapping your hand, doing something different when that need comes up to break that habit.
Yep, something.
And we give you the tools, right? We give you the tools to deal with breathing techniques and stuff like that when your anxiety kicks in to handle that. But it's breaking the habit.
Would you be instructing the parent what to do? Or would you be instructing the child while they're hypnotized what to do or not to do? Who does the instruction go to?
What I do is I do the hypnotherapy with the kids, but the parents are right there if the child wants them there. It's up to the child where they feel comfortable. Because sometimes you have parents that are very dominating, just personality-wise, and they don't always feel comfortable opening up around the parents. So I'll sit down with the child first and see what the parent, if they want that child or that parent with the child. Otherwise, I just do it with the child. And then I sit down with the parents and explain what's going on, how we do it. And then I give them tools to help them afterwards.
Beautiful.
And then
what I do also is I set up
a script for the parents to record to play for the child. Because it's the most, you know, the voice they know that they find soothing at night. It's like reading a bedtime story for them to recite with the kids to help keep programming going, to help them calm and relax.
Very nice.
All right, I got one more trick question for you.
Is it a trick question? We got answers.
You have to really think about this one now. What's the difference between hypnotized and traumatized?
And what?
Hypnotized and traumatized?
Huh?
Hypnotized and traumatized?
I didn't catch the last word.
No, Trump. I go, our last president. I used to tell people that Trump has traumatized you. Not hypnotized, traumatized. What's the difference between being traumatized and hypnotized?
Yeah,
it's like any president. Everybody looked for Trump as hope, and they after the last president, everybody wanted something different. And the guy told the truth. The difference is that with hypnotherapy, we can never ever make you do anything that your subconscious will never do normally.
Now that was powerful. Please, wait, Mary. Wait, freeze that moment in time. Say what you just said again slower, Mary, because that was a deep punchline. I don't want to miss it. I missed it. I heard what you said. It was good. So give it to us again slow with slow motion, Mary.
The biggest misconception in hypnotherapy is that we can mind control you. That's not possible. There's a lot of other factors that need to come into play for that to work. In hypnotherapy, we cannot ever make you do something that is against your values and something that your subconscious mind will never do normally.
I'm glad you said that, Mary.
Everything is done is completely controlled by you.
Okay, here's another thought real fast. The other night, I'm an old school to you guys. They was Jimmy Walker. Y'all remember JJ on Good Times. He was here doing something in Atlanta. So late that night, I said, shoot, I want to watch an old movie. J.J. Walker's old movie, Jimmy, whatever his name, his real name was, and Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier and Junior, or J.J., it was called Let's Do It Again. And he was a boxer that looked like a toothpick with a box, with some boxing gloves to tape to his arm. But they hypnotized him in Vegas to beat some big guy that's twice as big as he is. You can beat him, Kurt, you can take him. I think you can take Country Boy. Kurt says, are you crazy? Well, sit down there, Kurt. Let me hypnotize you. I bet you could knock Country Boy out. And now Kurt goes into a state of mind. He's hypnotized. But y'all just stated for me, that's TV. We can't hypnotize you to do something that's against your moral ethics. You're not going to slap your mama, Country. If I hypnotize you and tell you to slap your mama, you go, I can't do that. Am I right, Mary? Right. Am I right, sir?
Correct. Unless that's something that your subconscious really wants to do. You have that little
right.
bit of hidden.
So if I wanted to slap
aggression.
My mama and you told me to, I could do it. Now I got enough courage to slap her?
Don't do it.
It's a possibility. but...
It wouldn't make you do it.
What it would do is give you the courage to stand up for yourself. One, if you
had a hypnotherapist that said slap your mama,
you need a new hypnotherapist, for starters, because they have no value and no ethics.
Right, that's bad ethics.
I'm being bullied. At school, I'm the smallest of the family. Okay, if I'm being bullied, and y'all, I went into your hypnotherapy clinic, and I said, I'm scared of them. They always push me around. They slap my books out of my hand. They frizz my hair when I walk down the hall. Can you do something to help me?
What I do is I work with kids like that that build their self-esteem up and get them to have the courage to stand up for themselves and report it or do something. But it gives
now
them, you know, finds out where their self-esteem issue is. Because a lot of times, you know, bullies are bullies because they don't have self-esteem issues. And they pick on the kids that are weaker than them. But if you stand up to a lot of these bullies, they'll leave you alone.
All that fun. Yep.
Wow. Well, y'all going to definitely have to. You got to hook into me because I'm a person that likes to know stuff. And now y'all talking to me in an area that I absolutely know nothing about. I'm one of those people that has been false led through media and TV to think that I know enough at 60 years of age to tell somebody what happens when they're hypnotized, and I do not. If y'all have never been to Atlanta or want to be able to utilize some of the techniques, y'all remember I'm connected to AtlantaChildren.org. I want you guys to mentor me to where I know a little bit enough about it to where if I ever run into scenarios, and I'm pretty sure I will, that I can say that I have experts. And Mary, I had no clue, sweetie. You're the multi-talented one, too. And sir, what is your name, if you don't mind?
I'm Andre McDonald. I'm around.
No, but Andre, you're not going to keep you a secret. You're around. Listen, we're broadcasting in 73 different countries. Mary knows you. Ron probably knows you. And a few other team people. But, we got to expose you. So if you don't mind, Mary shows
I'm working
you don't
on
mind,
a country boy.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying to get him to come on the show from the beginning. He's finally making it.
I'm going to throw you under the bus myself. We gotta have
Hey,
welcome,
Andre. What are you gonna be around next Wednesday at this time?
Well, let me check and see. Good question. I want to tell
and
you.
And then, if you want to, when you come on, if you can't afford to stay on the whole call, we'll allow you to come on and tell a little bit about what it is that you do to help. Did y'all hear that word? To help people, and drop a website and a phone number. We're not social media. This is a hope show. We have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We intend to bless people. So anytime we have news, I call it NEWS, that someone else can USE news that you can use. We're not holding back here. So thank you, sir, for coming on the show today. He came in with apologies on his arm. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to share information with y'all. I'm sorry. I kept all this information to myself. No, it's too good for you to keep to yourself. So welcome back. We're here Monday through Friday. Mary invites you, but we'll invite you to come listen in, bring a friend with you. But we want to know what
you're
doing,
guys.
Because if you're helping people, then we want to know what it is that you do. Who's that, Kurt?
That's me.
Kurt, we
how you doing, guys?
Words with Andre. Andre was sharing with us what he's doing in the hypnosis arena, as well as Mary. But before you go, share a little bit more with us, and then we'll turn it back over to you, Kurt.
Please.
Andre, tell us what we need to do. Come back on the show. Give us a website.
Yeah.
Give us a phone number. Give people a little bit on how they can find out about what you do.
I will put all of Andre's information in the comment section of this radio show.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
You look good.
All right. Cool. Let's link up.
Andre, are you free next? Are you free next Wednesday?
Yep. Looks good. I got you cut out here for 11 till 12 Central Time.
Awesome. So what we will do is we'll do a show
on
hypnotherapy next Wednesday.
That'll be crazy. I don't think we've, in all the history of the show, and I've been on just about every show since Joel Griffin started it years ago, I don't ever remember talking about hypnosis before ever. So this is a historical moment even today just to have you on our show, to have your presence. Thank you again, Mary, for your spiritual enlightenment. You always bring into the table something, and Mary, I don't know if y'all heard, Mary is doing things in the arena, excuse my friend, that eyes have never seen and ears have never heard of. There's a lot of problems that people are having, special, gifted, handicapable, call them what you want to call them. They're our children, and we love them. If the children are our future, then we're going to do every single thing in our power to make their day a better day. So, sir, thank you again for coming to the show. We invite you. We welcome you. We love you for being here.
Thank you. Well,
Kurt's my right hand, and Andre's my left hand. They're both part of what I'm working on right now, country boy.
Yes. Built
awesome,
up.
Awesome.
Great.
Glad
going.
To have you, Andre.
Take care. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Mary. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, country boy, how you doing?
You have the right to remain silent, but I'm bringing you out of oath because everything that you say and everything that you do can be and will be used to bless somebody. Talk to me, sir.
Well, I just have a question for Mary. I apologize coming on so late. I was wondering, how long has hypnotherapy been around?
Ooh.
Since medieval times. There's been different variations of it. It used to be considered witchcraft.
Yeah.
But most recently, the Catholic Church has approved it as a form of treatment. Because it used to be a lot of religions would ban it as help. Because they believed it was a form of witchcraft. Because it would get, what
they
happens is that
anything,
we'll talk.
Anything that has the power to control someone else's mind back in school, excuse my friends, old days, was considered a form of witchcraft.
But that's the misconception, is we don't have the power to control your mind. What we do is we'll ask you, what is the cause of this issue? What is the root cause? What's the issue? Why? And your subconscious mind automatically knows the answer. It's phenomenal because, you know, I've had clients who, for instance, this child who had this, she thought she was molested.
Right.
And so because she started having these guilt feelings and this problem, and so, you know, a lot of the feelings that you get are similar to feelings you get from molestation. Well, when I put her into hypnotherapy and we discovered, it was actually from the fact that she felt guilt because her mom and dad were such a toxic environment. And so mom would get, leave dad, take the kids. She'd go broke. She'd come back with the family, come back to her dad. And it would just be this pattern for like 15 years, back and forth, back and forth. And she always said, you know, she thought this in her head that, oh my gosh, why? Mom, you don't need to go back to him. It's not safe. And because of the guilt she felt because she couldn't stand up to her mom and dad and say, no, this is not right, that is the reason why she felt the way she did. Nothing ever happened to her. You know, I've had other clients that turned around and she had self-esteem issues. Well, it turned out that, you know, she had the perfect life. Well, it turned out that mom and dad were very, very young. They were 16, 17 when they had her. And both parents freaked out about it, and they debated aborting her or not. Well, she was still in the womb.
It's easy for people, including myself, to be naive and say no to a treatment that could be utilized. For instance, my mentor, just talked to her, Deborah Clark, were headquarters for trafficking for the United States. Atlanta, Georgia is the headquarters for child trafficking. Most of the kids that we get through AtlantaChildren.org have been labeled as having some kind of dysfunction. They come from dysfunctional families. They've been to 6 to 8 different foster homes by the time they reach 12 to 14. Now they're 12 through 20 years of age, no high school diploma, no GED, and no one wants them because they don't understand them. How can you let me feed you dinner, give you a place to stay, and all of a sudden I bring you macaroni and cheese, and you slap the plate off in the floor, and it shatters across the kitchen and go, you're not my mama. You can't tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. But you're in my house, and you're eating my food and sleeping in my bed. There's a Houston, I think we got a problem. So there's a lot of things, Mary, that you and I now seems like, I hate to use it, open up a can of worms, but now what's happening, Mary, is you're putting all these, excuse my French for lack of better words, you're putting all these issues on the table and say, Houston, there's a problem here. What can we do to aid it, fix it, help it, get it better? Back over to you, Mary.
This is where hypnotherapy comes into play. And I've worked with a lot of domestic, children of domestic abuse victims. I've worked with a lot of cult children that have been in cult situations. And I've had a couple child trafficking children that, and what we do with hypnosis is we take the healing process and speed it up. We help them deal with that situation. And it's there's a technique called child in the room. And what we do is we get them to confront in their subconscious mind, both verbally out loud, but also subconsciously, just tell what they feel. And basically, in a lack of a better way to explain it, telling off the person that put them in that situation and empower them to deal with that situation and realize that they are no longer in that situation. Well, hypnotherapy is basically it takes all them years of therapy that you go through and you talk about things for years and years and years to get results, shorten that up. You basically take a 5-year therapy treatment and put it into 6 months.
Wow. And see, I'm an art instructor, child therapist, child psychologist, and I teach art therapy. Believe it or not, if I set little Kurt down and tell me, Kurt, draw me a picture. Kurt draws a man. Well, it looks like a man. It's a circle with two stick things hanging on it. Then the one that looks like it has mop or hair. Oh, that's his mother. And there's a big giant heart right in the center. No, that's a sunshine. It's in the shape of a heart that has little. So Kurt is telling me his story through his art. Now I'm able mm-hmm. to help him and diagnose. Now, if he draws me a bunch of little things that look like ugly faces and this and that and the other, oh, and it looks like fire, and it looks like the dog is biting somebody, and he's telling me something. So, Mary, I'm glad that I had the opportunity to come on the show today, because my mind now is going places that it hasn't been. I am pride myself in learning something new every day, but now you guys are talking to me in an area that might be a whisper to me as a alternative, Mary, for lack of better words, on what we can do to assist some people in area outside, excuse my French, medicines, because I'm not real big on medicines.
Right, and that's why I mm-hmm. got into hypnotherapy, was I had to figure out a way to help my two children. And you can't conventionally hypnotize autistic children. But I have developed and figured out a loophole in the system. I take
wow.
Man.
And what I do is I take and I write out special scripts. And they're in story format. It's like a meditation, and I play them at night.
Wow.
With music in the background, and I use different frequency music to go with it
Mary,
to help open. Yes, sir.
Mary, let me interrupt you one more time. Right, write this name down.
Yep.
Timmy Thompson. Timmy Thompson. Timmy Thompson
okay.
came on my show about 12 to 15 years ago when I first met Joel Griffin. He was on Burl Walk show. The guy has mind software that you listen to while you're asleep. It
yep.
redirects the subconsciousness and allows, he has different softwares that do different things. But he, too, has studied the mind. What a lot of people don't understand is if I told you to put your finger on your mind, on your brain, on you, most people would point to the place right over the ear, the mind. But then if you look at the back portion of your head, that's where your central mainframe computer is, your database that happened
mm-hmm.
to you when you were 6 years old, and little Kurt's 43 now, but he's still having problems with himself, what happened when he was molested when he was six. So this software, I want to make sure Timmy is also a veteran.
Oh, I know who he is.
You know Timmy
Thompson?
I have
his cassette. He's the reason I had the idea to do what I do with my kids.
I spent 6 or 8 years marketing Timmy Thompson software. I got people that couldn't sleep at night and listen to Timmy's dream software and go to sleep and get off of the medicines that they was on. I have people that have that was just afraid of heights. And then now they're not afraid
right.
of heights anymore. There's a lot of things you can do, Mary. I am so excited about what just happened today. Go ahead, Mary. We only have a few minutes left. I'll go ahead and mute my phone. You and Kurt take care of us on that, but we're going to definitely talk later. Kurt, good to hear your voice again, sir.
All right, so we have a minute left. Next week, we will talk about hypnotherapy, all the misconceptions of hypnotherapy. What is hypnotherapy? How hypnotherapy can help you? In different ways it can help you. We'll continue this conversation next week.
Okay.
Mary,
put the little disclaimer in there one more time
yes,
again before we go off the air, that hypnosis is not witchcraft. We don't control your thoughts. We're not going to make you do stuff that subconsciously that you know is not moral, that's not right, that's not good, that's not just.
Correct. And make sure you come in on time. We will start out the session with a relaxation technique of hypnotherapy. So you all get a little example of what hypnotherapy is.
Awesome. Can't wait.
So... see you guys same time, same place next week.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Goodbye for now.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.